Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On Lincoln Live today, some time well spent with the director for Lincoln's Parks and Recreation Department, Lynn Johnson. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Dale.
And as we look at the calendar, we see coming up very shortly, we flip the page and we see November 7th, that's a Sunday, the Lincoln Veterans Parade at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the 7th of November. Starts at 21st and K, and it heads west to South 14th Street. And a good opportunity to talk about the Veterans Memorial Garden and all of the beauty that it provides 365 days a year. And Lynn, you're the perfect person to take us back and share the history of that garden.
Yeah, Dale, my understanding is that prior to the Veterans Memorial Garden being in its current location on the east side of Old Pavilion Antelope Park, there used to be a ball field in that location. But back in 1989, the Vietnam War Memorial Wall was traveling. They had a traveling version of that wall, and it was traveled across the country. Mm-hmm. And it was in Lincoln, in that area just east of Old Pavilion, during the summer in June of 1989. And over 80,000 people apparently visited the wall that during the period of time that it was here. And I think it really sparked the idea to do a formal permanent recognition of the service of veterans in Lincoln. And so development of what today is the Veterans Memorial Garden began in 1991 with the support of Mayor Bill Harris.
I remember that effort. I remember how it was seen as such a good idea, an idea that people are looking at each other saying, why haven't we done this sooner? But it just took the mayoral effort of Bill Harris to make it happen. And it's turned out to be a beautiful garden, just shy of 2 acres in size.
It is, yeah. I think it's really a beautiful place, and it's become a place for honor and recognition, obviously, of the service of military veterans in Lincoln. If people visit the garden, you walk in through a beautiful gateway that says Veterans Memorial Garden. And then the northern portion of the garden is organized around a landscape bed that is in the shape of a star. And at each one of the points of the star, there are wars and conflicts beginning with World War I, wrapping around through World War II, Korea, the Vietnam War, and then most recently there was the war, a monument placed to the War on Terrorism. And in that portion of the garden, there are bricks of honor installed in brick holders, and more than 6,000 veterans are recognized with those bricks in the northern portion of the garden. And every year, about 60 additional bricks of honor get added to the garden. The Bricks of Honor program is administered by the Lincoln Parks Foundation, and so they work with people who are interested in recognizing a veteran with an inscription on a brick that gets placed in the garden. And I think it's on the original anniversary of the garden. So every year on the second Saturday in June, there is a dedication event recognizing the veterans who are honored with new bricks of honor that year. And it's a very special and moving event that happens on that second Saturday in June every year.
Lynn, I've been here long enough to remember when Lincoln's Lady Liberty was on the corner of 27th and A. And if I remember correctly, it took some effort to find her because there were some overgrown evergreen trees and it really hadn't been maintained nearly as well as it should. And there was an effort to move it to a more prime location. So I can remember when it was on the northeast corner of 27th and A.
Yeah, the Lincoln's Lady Liberty statue was an effort of the Boy Scouts in the mid-1950s, and I think you're right. I think a lot of Lincoln residents will remember that statue mm-hmm. being at 27th and A. It got moved to the internal portion of the Antelope Park Triangle for really a couple of decades and didn't get a lot of visibility in that position. And it was the zoo's expansion project that really got us to thinking about, you know, where's a more prominent location for that sculpture. So it was refurbished, and then about 3 years ago, it was moved into the center of that star landscape bed in the Veterans Memorial Garden. It's really a beautiful centerpiece for that portion of the garden.
Been a while since I've been there. Nearly 20 monuments or so, Lynn, in the southern portion of the garden. Is one of them, now correct me if I'm wrong, I could be, one of the sites for military animals or canines that were involved in wars, conflicts?
Yeah, absolutely, oh. Yeah. There is a canine corps monument in that portion of the garden. There's a winding pathway through the southern portion of the garden, and as you said, there's nearly 20. There are 18 monuments in that area. And I think one of the unique things is that each one of those monuments was placed through the efforts of a volunteer group who worked with the Veterans Memorial Garden Advisory Council on the design and the placement of the monument. And then they raised funds to have each one of those monuments created. And there are service groups and a variety of groups of veterans who are recognized there, including that Canine Corps monument.
You mentioned the Veterans Memorial Garden Advisory Council. Let's give them props, that 11-member body. They put together three organized events each year.
They do, yeah. They organize the events for Patriot Day on September 11th, Veterans Day, which is coming up on November 11th, and they also organize a program for Pearl Harbor Day on December 7th. And then there's a Lincoln Memorial Day Observance Association that is kind of a coalition of groups that organizes events throughout the day on Memorial Day, and it culminates in a candlelight ceremony in the Veterans Memorial Garden where the names of Lancaster County veterans who have passed are read during that event. It's really a beautiful and moving event in the evening on Memorial Day.
A reminder again, the Lincoln Veterans Parade is Sunday, November 7th at 2 in the afternoon, starts at 21st and K and heads west to South 14th Street. Lynn Johnson from Parks and Rec joining me on Lincoln Live. The comment period for Parks putting together a plan for the next 10 years ended October 8th. So I'm curious, Lynn, what's next? What happens now?
Yeah, the 10-year facilities plan, we update that plan every 2 years, Dale, and we just finished the 2021 update. We had a 30-day comment period where the community could review and make comments on that plan. Actually, there's a working subcommittee of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board who will be reviewing the comments that were received, and then they will forward a recommendation regarding adoption of that plan on the next Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, which actually is going to be on Wednesday, November 10th at 4 p.m. This year. It's typically, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board meets on the second Thursday afternoon, but this year that's Veterans Day. And so we're moving the meeting back a day, and it'll actually be on November 10th.
All right, the trees look beautiful. It's that time of year when the color starts to pop, and we start thinking about colder weather. For the Parks Department, what's the transition look like from nice weather into fall into winter?
Yeah, really several things are going on. This year we're winterizing restrooms and drinking fountains. We'll have staff out kind of cleaning up and picking up leaves in parks. The significant event that happens every year is on the second Saturday in November. We invite people to come in and help spade up sunken gardens to get it ready for the next year. Our golf course maintenance staff very soon will be blowing out irrigation systems and preparing everything to get ready for winter. So this is a busy time of year for us, kind of making that transition from summer operations into preparing for winter and snow removal and keeping trails clear of snow. So like I say, this is kind of a busy transition period for us.
I know for a lot of people, Lynn, it isn't fall until they put the beds to bed at the sunken gardens.
Yeah, if people are interested in being part of that event, we start at, I think, 8:30 in the morning. People can just show up with you know, good working shoes. And if we've got spades or they can bring their own spades, we recommend they wear gloves. And in about 3 hours, that entire lower portion of Sunken Gardens gets spaded up, and then compost gets added to it, and it's gets ready for the next floor display.
Yep. Well, Lynn, find your gloves, find your scarf. Next time we talk, it'll be just a few days before Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lynn Johnson, always a pleasure to talk to Lynn, City Parks and Rec Director on Lincoln Live.